Barry Bloom joins us of Forbes.com and various other spots. Barry, how are you today?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing good. You're on with Matt Leland is on the board today, and Adam Copeland is with me here at the Coliseum. Barry, I think we've been consistent. You've been on with us each Sunday for the entire spring training, and we always start off kind of with the Ohtani report. And so we'll let you talk about him. He had another outing the other day. I'm in Oakland. He's supposed to start the third game of the year here in Oakland. What's going on with Ohtani?
Yeah, I mean, I think no matter what his spring training stats were, and, you know, he walked five guys yesterday in an inter-squad game, he's going to make the team, and he's going to be in the starting rotation, and you're going to see him there in game three of the season, you know, next Saturday in Oakland.
Hey, Marty, Adam Copeland.
I'm Marty.
Sorry, Barry. Adam Copeland here with Marty. And we were talking, Marty and I were, about Ohtani before the show, and I was reading your piece on him. And it seems like because he's had such a rough spring and he's just a top prospect, it was strange that they want to throw him on the opening day roster and make that third start in Oakland. Marty and I were joking about it. Do you think Ohtani this year is going to have more wins or more home runs for the Angels?
Well, definitely he's going to have more wins because he's not going to hit too many home runs. I mean, he's a lot farther ahead as a pitcher than he is right now as a major league hitter. But be that as it may, I think, you know, we have a tendency in the media and the fans to look at this in the short term, and the Angels and Ohtani are looking at it in the long term. They have him there, you know, for 6 years under control as per his contract, and this doesn't have to happen overnight. So I look at it this way, that they're bringing him up. They're going to start him in two games at least, one in Oakland, one in Anaheim, both against the A's. He'll get a couple of at-bats. And if this continues, they'll send him down to the minor league somewhere to start working his problems out. But I think they want him to get a taste of the major leagues and what it's like there, and to see whether he's capable of rising to the occasion. Or, you know, he just has to go to the minors and mechanically start working on things.
All right. So you're giving him more wins than homers.
Yes. One of the Japanese writers asked me what I thought his record would be this year, and I said 5-8. And he was crestfallen, and I said, don't worry about it. Next year, he'll be just fine. It's going to be just a whole year of him acclimating. Because when you watch the guy pitch, and I've seen him pitch four times already, the guy has a great arm, and he's got talent. It's just a matter of harnessing it with a different ball, different mound, different league, different country. I mean, it's a lot for a 23-year-old.
All right. Now I got it. Barry Bloom with us. Always a good analysis. All right, you wrote about the Giants this week. You cover the Giants quite a bit in spring training. I want to get your take on it. We're starting the Bay Bridge series here. You know what happened this week, of course, with Bumgarner. You were there, and Samardzija. What's your take on the Giants, Barry, from day one to where you are today?
Well, as you know, I mean, I started the week with a pretty intensive piece about the Giants and ducking under the salary threshold, and the fact that I thought even with those guys healthy that they needed another starting pitcher and maybe another reliever. And now that those two guys are gone, I mean, to me, it's a very tough road for them to go the first couple of months of the season without both of those guys and all the other really competent starting pitchers who could have filled a spot there, signed elsewhere now at this point, and also having to spend some time, you know, working into shape. So, I mean, I think that, you know, you'll see whether or not, again, like I said with Ohtani, these guys like, you know, Block rise to the occasion. Does Stratton rise to the occasion? Does Holland have anything left? What do they bring up from the minor leagues to fill in once you get to the time where you need a five-man rotation? I felt terrible for Bochy. I felt terrible for Bumgarner. I mean, you knew when that ball hit Bumgarner's hand and he leaned over to pick up the ball and dropped it and then the trainers came out, they walked him off the field. You knew from that moment it was probably pretty bad. And I would have been pleasantly surprised if it was just like a bone bruise or something at that point. And, you know, the guys, you know Bumgarner as well as anybody. He's a great kid and a great competitor. And, you know, last year the thing was his fault. This year it's not. And the Giants are going to have to pay accordingly and hope that they can tread water until these guys can come back.
What was your take on Cueto? Barry Bloom with us each Sunday. Barry's been terrific all spring long. You can read him at Forbes.com. Where else can people read you these days?
Yeah, I think pretty much Forbes.com is the place to go for me right now, because I've really focused in on working on that. It's been a terrific relationship so far.
All right, good. Cueto, what's your take on Cueto? He pitches today. We've seen him in spring training. What's your take on Cueto?
I think he looks a lot better. And, remember, he didn't have a whole spring training last year either when he was dealing with these visa issues with his father in the Dominican Republic to bring him back. And then he got a blister, and I don't think he really ever got into, like, any sort of pattern last year. But this year, he's done his work in spring training. He looks like the Cueto of old, and I think Cueto's going to be fine. I think it's interesting because Torrey Lovello here with the Diamondbacks, without Greinke starting, he did the same thing. He started Corbin in the opener on Thursday because those guys are on their throwing day. They work all spring training to make sure they're in a pattern. And then so I figured, well, you move Cueto up and you pitch him to start against the Dodgers, but evidently no, because they want to keep these guys in the pattern in which they work and fit in. But I think Cueto will be fine.
Barry Bloom, Forbes.com, joining us here for a few minutes on KNBR 680. Barry, I want to take a step back for a second, look more at the National League, or maybe Major League Baseball as a whole. Last year, the Diamondbacks came on strong. The Rockies were sort of a surprise team. This year, I know people are looking at the Braves maybe to make that next jump, or even the Milwaukee Brewers with their offseason signings. Is there a team you're looking at this year as a big surprise team heading into the season?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question, because I'm going to write a preview column on Wednesday, that'll pop on Wednesday, and I was thinking about just that thing. You know, you look at the league, and you know the top 10 or the one third of the league that was really representative last year is really the same group as this year. And there's always outliers. Last year, to me, the outliers were the Twins in the American League, who especially came on late in the season after they stripped down at the trade deadline and still overcame that. And then the Diamondbacks going from 93 losses to 93 wins. And this year, my two outliers right now are the Phillies and the Angels. I think both teams have started to stock up. You know, the Phillies had a good offseason. They've got some good young players who are developing. They added Arrieta. They've got a different manager. It's a different program there. And I think that they could be a team that could probably nab a wild card. Wow. And the same thing in the American League. The Angels were, really on the cusp last year. And I thought Mike Scioscia did an unbelievable job keeping them at 500 all season with the injuries to the pitching staff. And now that the pitching staff is pretty healthy, you know, Heaney's out to start the season with elbow inflammation. But, you know, you add Ohtani, you add, you know, Kinsler. You've got Pujols really healthy for the first time coming into the season. And I think the Angels could really do some damage. But they're a wild card team, too, because I think the Astros are just so stocked. I mean, you're going into a season here with Verlander for the whole season, you know, and Keuchel. And then, you know, at the back end of the rotation, they've got Garrett Cole now. I mean, and the same team that won the World Series. So I think they're going to be hard to knock off. But I think those are the two teams.
Yeah, pretty good. Wow, the Phillies. All right, we'll see how that goes. Matt Leland, you got a question for Barry?
I do, Barry. Matt Leland back here in the KNBR studio.
Hi, Matt.
And one team that I paid attention a lot to this offseason was the Milwaukee Brewers. They made a couple of pickups I really liked with Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain. Do you think they can challenge the Cubs in the Central?
No, I don't. I mean, I think that they're another, like where they were last year, you know, where they challenged. They did a lot of rebuilding last year as the season was going on, you know, going from older players to younger players. Now they've added a couple of free agents, but I think their pitching is not strong enough. And when I look at the Cubs, I think they've really replaced, Lackey and a couple of the other people in the rotation very well with Darvish and Chatwood. I mean, Chatwood has had a tremendous spring, and he's like their number five starter. I mean, they're really deep. It depends on Brandon Morrow. They're going to use him as a closer. If he does what he did with the Dodgers last year in a setup role, you know, they're going to be very hard to beat. And I think the Cubs could come back and really win the whole thing again with the team they've got. So, no, not on Milwaukee.
All right, very good. Hey, I'll look forward to your column on Wednesday. I'll ask you one more quick question and a quick answer. Who wins more games, Darvish or Arrieta?
That's a good question. I think Darvish wins more games because he's got a much better team that he's playing in front of than Arrieta.
All right, very. Yeah, that's a quick one. All right, yeah. Very good. Hey, great to have you on. We love having you on these Sundays. And have a good opening day. And we'll look for your column on Wednesday at Forbes.com. Barry Bloom. Thanks, Barry.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see you next Sunday.
Oh, very good. Okay. All right. Barry will be up here. Very good. Well, no, down in L.A. I'll be up in San Francisco.
Maybe he just means he'll chat with you next Sunday.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, you're the lawyer today. I'm glad Adam's here. All right, Barry, have a good day.
All right, see you, Marty.
All right, take care.
All right.
All right.